Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And can I just ask you if you have a moment to consider becoming a patron of the channel if you haven't already done that? I know some of you have. I know lots of you haven't, though. And if you want to see this continue, it's a really helpful thing to do. Hit the link below. And for less than a cup of coffee in a month, and I'm having a cup of coffee right now, that helps keep the wheels on this. Right, we're going to talk about the thing that the media doesn't like to talk about. In fact, it doesn't really exist as far as the British media is concerned. And that is the yellow card system, the MHRA Adverse Reactions and Deaths from the Experimental COVID-19 Treatments. Now, of course, we're constantly being told, and the virtues of these jabs are extolled. They're totally safe. They're totally super duper safe. So, you know, just roll up your sleeve, let that needle go in and you're going to feel better. Except not everyone's felt better about this. No. And what happens is some people, when they have adverse reactions, they report them. They can report them themselves, or in most instances, it's a GP or a medical person who actually does the reporting, who knows about the yellow card system. So that's how it happens, you know. So I know that, again, the media run it down, and they'll say, "Oh, but this the MHRA, the yellow card, that's just lunatics, hypochondriacs reporting things." No, it's not. It's really not. It's a serious piece of reporting. And they don't want to talk about it. And here is why they don't talk about it. Because what I've got for you is the very latest yellow card for the UK, broken down helpfully by brand of clot shot. So let's start off with AstraZeneca. Because you remember, the AstraZeneca has been such a great British success. You recall the lady who was behind it. She got her damehood. She was applauded at Wimbledon. Oh, she even got a doll made after her. She was a hero, I tell you. So when we look at the yellow card data, we're going to see lots of good stuff for AstraZeneca, right? Wrong. Here we go. Total number of deaths following the AstraZeneca jab, 1,164. So what, 101, over 1,000, 1,100 people have lost their lives? And it's super duper safe and 100% effective? Really? Total injuries and deaths, 850,893. All right, so only 850,000 injuries then and deaths added together. All right, that sounds pretty good. And then we go over to Pfizer. Let's look at them. Well, look at their number of deaths, 666. There's a number to think about. 666 people have died having had their totally safe, totally effective Pfizer jabs, and 416,000 plus have had injuries as a result of that as well. So there we go. You know, you'd sort of say AstraZeneca is leading the field when it comes to injuries and deaths, but Pfizer's making up the ground. And don't forget, all these boosters are Pfizer, so I have every confidence that Pfizer will soon rival AstraZeneca in the killing stakes. Moderna is languishing way behind. It's only had 23 deaths and 82,600 adverse reactions. So there you go. Actually, if you look at the summary, so you can tell AstraZeneca is the real clot shot. It's the one they doled out first, of course. Remember, first and second. And then they started to shift it to Pfizer. But ultimately, it looks at all these jabs ultimately do the same levels of damage. The total number of deaths in the UK as of now is 1,889 people who were alive and who aren't alive, but science. And in terms of the total number of adverse reactions, it's 1,354,249. It's a huge number. I mean, the UK population is only 70 million, and over almost getting towards certainly almost 1.5 million, I suppose, of those who have taken it have reported some form of reaction. On average, this is amazing as well. 907, almost 1,000 people a day report an adverse reaction. But it's super duper safe. How can you say that? Well, because they report it. It's fact. In fact, 37 additional deaths following the injections have been reported in the last 7 days. So roughly 5 people a day lose their lives through this killing regime. That's of the deaths that are reported to the yellow card system. But of course, we know that the yellow card system may only capture about 1/10 of all deaths. So there's a thought to think about. So I'm saying to you that the yellow card system is telling us that, just trying to get the information. There's been, 1,889 deaths. Yeah, but if that's 1/10 of the number, does that mean the actual number could be 18,000? Could the number of adverse reactions be running into the 5-10 millions? Well, we don't know, of course. We have no way of telling this because, as the guys at UK Column keep pointing out, the MHRA does not want to investigate what might be the causes of all these deaths. Why did these people die? What caused the death? What caused the injury? No. They record it and then they file it away and nothing's done. Unless the individuals concerned themselves have huge financial resources and they can conduct detailed medical explorations into the cause of the injury / death. So the yellow card system here in the UK, at one level, it's useless because the MHRA do not want to investigate causes of the injuries or the deaths. But on the other hand, it is useful because it does make it clear to anyone who's got eyes to see that these so-called vaccinations, and they're not, these treatments, these gene therapies are far from safe. Just using the law of mathematics, you don't have to be a genius to work out that if you've killed that number, those number of people have lost their lives, there may be a strong association between the loss of life and the taking of the medical treatments. And, you know, when they say, oh, no, you can't make that assumption. Nah, you can't do that. Why can't I do that? Well, they could have just died anyway. They might just have had a heart attack. They could have had a heart attack the next day, just anyway. Stuff like that happens. Yeah, it does. But then by the same token, why do they equate that everyone who dies within 28 days of a positive PCR has died of COVID? And you can see the absolute manipulation here that's been going on. That's why your hackles should be raised on all of this, because there's no logical consistencies in any of it. You know, when it suits them, they draw 100% correlations. And when it doesn't suit them, they say, nah, the two things aren't related at all. Nothing to see, move along, take another jab. But there you go anyway, folks. The UK yellow card system is showing, vast numbers of people having injuries. These are the people who have had their injuries reported. There will be many others who have not had those injuries reported. At this point, the sensible thing to do would be to stop the jab campaign, to thoroughly investigate all the injuries so we can be certain of the efficacies or otherwise of the jabs. But that's not going to happen. Instead, what are they trying to do? They're just telling you, take more jabs.